try to do this. I know we're on the air now. There's a 7-second delay, so I'm going to try to do this without swearing too much.
Sit
by the dump button. But I don't know if I say bullshit. Okay. Well, the number one. But virtually, we're sick and tired of Hollywood insulting the intelligence of the horror audience by cramming and shoving remake after remake down our throats. And not really coming up with anything new for us to sink our teeth into and to feast off of. So first of all, with Dagnavision, what we want to do is show corporate Hollywood that you can make a really unique, successful, independent horror film.
Good evening, Dagnavision Films Horror Talk Radio fans. This is your host, Brian Coddington, and welcome to the 7th episode of Dagnavision Films Horror Talk Radio. So tonight we've actually got a shorter episode. Unfortunately, real life sometimes steps in and complicates how soon you get a radio show out there. This past week, past 2 weeks actually, I've been primarily busy with two different projects, one being the 48-hour Film Festival in Pittsburgh. I was the lead editor on that, and just Dagnavision Films co-sponsoring that with a number of other Pittsburgh organizations. So that kind of was a little bit time-consuming. And then on top of that, doing a freelance motion graphics gig for a friend of mine for his film called Electrical Disturbance, which I suggest you look into if you want to see a documentary about cyberbullying. I just saw it tonight, and it is fantastic and phenomenal. So look that up. Look for John Woolscroft, and it's a great film if you get a chance to see it. So we've been kind of busy with that, but we've got some great news. So we'll just give you a recap of the news, and then we'll get into our fantastic interview that we have tonight with the very lovely, Deborah Funes, that Johnny did with her, I think about 2 weeks ago, before this whole John Cassier stuff happened, which it's a really great interview, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So just to give you guys a recap, we did the 48-hour Film Festival 2 weeks ago, where the screens. Along with that, Johnny was, Johnny and myself were interviewed out of Cleveland for the Domestic Decay radio show. From there, we were basically promoting this radio show, as well as our films, Tablet of Tales, Caustic Zombies, and Samhain Night Feast, just basically giving the Cleveland audience a bit of, you know, what we do. So that was really fun to do. On top of that, I mentioned this in passing last episode about the spookshow.tv move that we're doing. So right now, I'm sorry if you can hear a cat behind me. That's my cat, Selena, who's probably going to go ahead and mess up this radio broadcast. But hey, she's my kitty and I love her. So basically, right now we're broadcasting on Live 365. And Podomatic. So the problem with that is that, you know, we're capped at about 5 listeners on Live 365, and it sucks ass. That's really the best way we can say it. It's not good for, you know, the radio show, which is growing every episode. I mean, we're getting more and more downloads. I can see it every episode. And, you know, we're getting better guests. I mean, we've got Deborah Funes tonight, who is a, you know, accomplished actress, and we had John Cassier last episode. I mean, it's only getting bigger and better for us, so we need a different outlet. Fortunately, we did an interview recently with Mike Exler of East Coast Horror Group, and after the interview, you know, he calls me up and you know, basically says, hey, you know, we love your radio show. Me and this guy who work at spookshow.tv are interested in picking guys up. So that's kind of what led to this. Starting August 24th, you will be able to hear Dagnavision Films Horror Talk Radio exclusively on spookshow.tv. And what's great about that is that for the first time, we will be able to provide a chat room function which I would love to get more involved with. I don't know if we're going to get involved with it for the first episode, but I know that that's one feature that I want to really push. And along with that, you know, we're going to be part of a bigger base of fans. You know, we're going to – it's just going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. And I know Johnny's looking forward to it as well. So, you know, that's coming up August 24th. Mark that on your calendar. Spookshow.tv. Along with that, we're going to start – and I had mentioned this on Facebook – maybe 4 weeks ago, the idea of a free preview week. And this is mainly for people who have not yet decided that they want to buy a Daggervision film. As I said on a couple episodes, I've become a little bit frustrated with the fact that there are people out there who say they support independent horror films, yet they are unwilling to put their money where their mouths are and actually buy a copy. Now, I'm not saying this is everybody. I'm just saying that some people say they do, but don't want to part with their money or don't even want to support us by, you know, talking to us on Facebook or, you know, even just taking one of our trailers and posting on your wall and saying, hey, check out this flick. You know, that's support right there, and it's free support. So, you know, and if you're a business too, or you're an artist or musician, give me your shit. I'll post it on my wall. You know, if I like it, I'll post it. And the same thing goes for you. If you buy my DVD, you don't like it, don't post it. I can understand that. Or, you know, if you see a trailer and you don't like it, don't post it. Hey, I understand that completely. But what we're trying to do is give everyone, irregardless of where they live, because we know that we have fans in other countries, and it's kind of a little bit difficult to get to Pittsburgh, especially if you live in Germany or Australia or any of those other places where we know we have fans at. But if you would like to go ahead and see our films, we are going to put them online for free for 1 week and 1 week only. We're not putting up the special features. That's still exclusive to the DVDs. But if you're someone who maybe has heard a lot about Caustic Zombies, the bootleg, or you've heard a lot about Tablet of Tales, or you've heard a lot about Samhain Night Feast, but you're not yet convinced that you want to go ahead and spend the $12 or $15 to go ahead and buy the DVD, well, here's your chance. The film will be online on YouTube for 1 week. The week's going to be the week of September 2nd through the 9th. So that's going to be our free preview week. If you like the film, I highly suggest that you go ahead and buy a copy. If you don't, thanks for watching anyway. That's basically where I'm going at. This is the last time that we're going to do, this is the last and only time that we're going to put these films online for free. This is more courtesy to our fans because we understand that money's tight and it's not always easy to go ahead and just buy a copy of a DVD. So that's kind of what's going on. We were also, Johnny's writing a new short that we want to try to get going on sometime within the next month or two. I don't want to give too much away, but I've heard Johnny's pitch about the story, and it's pretty cool. You know, you're really going to like it. You're going to dig it. Aside from that, there really hasn't been much going on. I have submitted Tablet of Tales to a couple of film festivals. Unfortunately, this past week I found out that Tablet was not picked to go to the Fear Feet Festival in Louisiana. I was a little bit disheartened about that. I mean, I knew that we had, you know, a long shot. We're up against some really stiff talent, some really great talent. You know, and I'm not going to dog anyone about that. But, you know, it's always a letdown when you put your time and your energy into something and you find that, you know, one group of people doesn't appreciate it. So I'm still hopeful of the other ones we submitted to the Drunken Zombie Horror Film Fest in Chicago, as well as the Erie Horror Film Fest, in Erie, PA, which is the one that I'm really banking on and really hoping that it gets at least screened. I don't care about awards or anything like that. If anyone knows me, they know that I don't give two shits about those types of things. So keep your fingers crossed, or if you're someone who is a part of that, you know, keep my film in mind. If you're a listener, you know. So that's kind of what we got going on. Today for this episode, we're really going to focus on the interview that Johnny did with Deborah Funes. She is... Well, let me explain how I got to know Deborah. Unfortunately, I don't know her really that well. You know, she met me through Facebook because she is an actress and wanted to get involved with, you know, my films and that type of thing, which is great to hear. I mean, and she's, you know, I've talked to her a couple times and she's really sweet, really nice. And yes, you're going to hear that when you listen to the interview. But she is extremely talented. She's had a couple, she's been involved for things for years. But she's really, she just got out of a film with Anger Scrim, as she was going to mention, and she's actually just now working with a new series that's dealing with vampires. So it sounds really great, and I really hope that down the line that we'll be able to have Deborah on again to do a live interview, because this was pre-recorded. But I would love to do a live interview with Deborah, as well as maybe cast her in one of the films that we're going to do later on, maybe Necrology. So here is Johnny with Deborah Funes. Thanks, and enjoy the interview.
Good evening, Dagger Vision Horror Talk Radio Show fans. This is your host, Johnny Daggers, and joined with me tonight is none other than actress Deborah Funes. Deborah, how are you this evening?
Hello, Johnny. How are you tonight?
I am well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you talking tonight. And hopefully I'm going to be able to give you all the information that you need for the show about the movies and TV shows that are coming up this year.
Fantastic. Well, I was reading over your resume before the interview this evening, and your bio features a wide array of talents, anywhere from modeling, television shows, videos. You're on Playboy Television, and you also have three horror films on your resume. We have Scream Farm, Hellglades, and Disciples. And I was wondering, was it your intent to get involved with horror, or did that kind of just fall into place?
To be honest, my entire career was falling in a place that I didn't expect. My first job was like a lingerie model, and was just a coincidence. It was not something that I was looking for. Just the owner of the company asked me to be the lingerie model. So I did, and I really liked it. And then a lot of talent scouts from different agencies, they asked me to go to the agency and work, and I was like, okay, let's give it a try. And, you know, I really love fashion, and I wanted to be a fashion model. So I was preparing myself to be a fashion model, and didn't work out. I was so sure, and too athletic. My body is very athletic, more like kind of bikini fitness model. So I couldn't work in high fashion. I was so disappointed for me, but better things come out. I mean, I started doing auditions for TV commercials, and they really told me that I have a lot of talent, and my first TV commercial was for MTV, and from then a lot of producers, they put me in different TV shows and different type of videos like comedy, and then I become top model for some big art galleries, and I perform in Playboy TV like top model for this art gallery, and you know, things happen by itself. Actually, I didn't expect this. I didn't expect to become an actress for the American market, because that was way too big dream, and you know, deep inside, of course, I wanted to be an actress for Americans, but I never thought I was going to make it. I never I never even think about it. I've just been going with the flow of the opportunities.
Right. How did you feel being involved with your first horror film, which I believe that was Scream Farm? Was that, is that correct?
My first two films were two short films, and were in English, and were shot in Florida. And I've been feeling great doing that. And, you know, after I did this, I did a first short film that was Closing Arguments in Florida. And then right away was coming up Scream Farm. So I went to Alabama to shoot in the middle of the country, and was a very exciting experience. You know, for me, it was really exciting. I'd never been in the middle of the country in United States, and I never been with a lot of American actors that they are very well known in the horror industry. And it was really, really fun, really exciting. It was something new in my life, and my English was pretty good. And I had a good performance. I mean, I didn't give any problems to develop my lines at all. And, you know, I received a lot of congratulations from big talents involved in this film. And they told me, Deborah, you are a great actress. You're going to be successful. You are beautiful. You are young. And I was like, wait a moment. I don't know. This is my first feature film. I mean, I've been studying acting a little bit, but not too much. But I receive a lot of compliments for a lot of people. And I think I got the talent from my mom and my family in general. I have to take advantage of it.
Right.
For me to work for the American market was maybe something too big, because my first language is Spanish, and I don't know. I just didn't know how good I'm going to be in English, you know?
Right. Yeah, for those that may not know, that are listening, Deborah is from Argentina. And that brings me to my next question. What is the current horror scene like in Argentina as opposed to the U.S.?
Can you repeat the question?
What is the current horror scene like in Argentina as opposed to how it is currently in the United States?
I don't know what is the core scene.
is horror relatively big in Argentina right now, or?
Oh, no. I got to tell you something. When I was a kid, I used to watch with the nanny and my other little sisters horror films, because we used to love to be scared. And we couldn't wait my parents to be out of home, because they didn't let us to watch horror films, and we really wanted to see it as much as possible. Mm-hmm. But they are all these productions are American, and they do the translation in Spanish, but they are totally Americans. In Argentina, we really don't have horror film productions that I know,
right.
And if they have any, it's not big at all.
Right. Do you remember the first horror movie that you've ever seen?
I don't remember the name, but, you know, I had the opportunity to work in Disciples in Los Angeles in this feature film with the tall man who was the lead character in Phantasm.
Oh, okay.
Very, very big in the 70s or 80s. I really don't know, but his name is Angus Scrim.
Angus Scrim, uh-huh.
Yeah, he's very popular, and I had the opportunity to work with him. I'm performing with him in this
That's
film.
That's great.
Yes, and he's a sweetheart. And, you know, I really don't remember the TV series, but I remember his face.
Right.
In Phantasm, you know, was very scary. I think I saw him when I was a child. I mean, I have very, very blurry vision about it.
Right. If you would just tell us a little bit about you mentioned Disciples and working with Angus Scrim. Give us a little background about the film, some of the plot
Disciples?
And premise. Yes.
Yeah, Disciples is a big, amazing production that was shot in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, in a beautiful big castle in the middle of the hills, and we have big. Actors and actresses, like I'm saying, Angus Scrim, We have Deborah Lamb, Deborah Rocco. We have three Deborahs in this film. It was so funny.
Oh.
The producer is Joe Hollow, who is a popular producer in the horror film industry, and he's becoming a big actor also in the horror films. And trust me, I like romantic comedy, I like action, and now I am falling in love with horror films because I am involved with this.
Right.
I am falling in love again, like when I was a child. I am watching more horror films right now, like when I was a child.
Right. You may be America's next Scream Queen, from the looks of it.
Probably. That's what everybody say, because I am doing a lot of them. Actually, I have a TV series coming up that is the vampire series.
Jebediah's Ex.
Oh, no, that's another.
That's another. Okay. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about let's go back to the vampire show. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. The TV series, the vampire TV series, the name is Not Quite That. And it's a horror TV series. Will be shot in Florida with local talent, including myself. And the executive producer and the lead actor is Richard Grieco.
Oh, okay.
Who is very well known.
Yes.
And I have another important role there. So I don't know if it's lead or supporting, but it's big role. And I am so proud about this. It's the first time that I am going to be in a TV series. I've just been talking with the producers about my character. That is very exciting. It's really, really unbelievable. I love the character. And
you play a vampire?
It's a vampire TV series, mm-hmm. and I have one of the biggest roles.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. We're going to do some photo shoots for the series, for this series in August, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But I am very excited. You mentioned Jebediah's Ex. This is a feature film that is going to be shot in Dallas, Texas. It's really, really good production. I mean, good project. And it's in hold right now because we are having trouble with some investors.
Right.
But I have lead role in this film, and the producer is very well-known producer.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jim DeVoe, and he has a lot of movies
Yes. All
over the internet. And he's good. He's very, very original in the type of production that he does.
Right. Can you elaborate a little bit on the premise behind Jebediah's Ex, as far as what type of horror film this is?
Well, it's about, we have a website on the internet where they show the pre-production trailer using another actor's Nomi,
mm-hmm.
With a picture of the lead actors, and, you know, they say a little bit about the story. And it's about a man who, Jebediah, who used to live in a farm, in a house in the middle of the country, and he was living there for a long time. But with all these economic crises, he lost the house, and he disappeared.
Okay.
And everybody thinks that he's dead, but he's not. So it's really scary, and it's a lot of suspense and... it looks very realistic, you know. It's not too much fiction. It's very like what's going on right now, that everybody's losing the houses, and
right,
you know, some people don't want to leave the house and they stay there and maybe kill the next ones.
Right. Now in the
Jebediah is a really cool story.
Very nice. Now in Jebediah's Ex, do you get killed off, or can you give us a little bit of insight as to what type of character you play?
I never can say what exactly I'm going to do. I cannot say if I'm going to be killed or if I'm going to kill anybody.
Right.
That's one of the top secrets. But I am definitely, I have the principal role, and I just love it. You know, I want to tell you something, Johnny.
Yes.
The most exciting thing about my acting career, besides that is something that I didn't expect, is that not in any moment the producers asked me for an audition to give me the role.
Right.
Never. they just offered me the role without even meeting in person, and I've never saw something like this in my life.
That speaks volumes.
I did a lot
for
of
you.
Auditions.
Yeah, that speaks volumes for you as an actress that you're presented with.
Yeah, I mean,
with
I did a lot of auditions for different things, and sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't. But all these films, I never did any casting or audition.
Right.
Which is unbelievable.
Very amazing. Congratulations. Yes,
thank
that definitely
you.
Speaks volumes for you. Now I'm going to take a pause, and I'm going to just exit the... I'm going to ask you, I'm going to give you another opportunity just to maybe mention anything, plug your website, so forth. And from there, once I say goodbye, don't hang up yet, because I would like you to do a little plug for the show. So, well, Deborah, I definitely appreciate you coming on to our show this evening, speaking to our listeners, and giving us some insight as to what you've been working on. A lot of really great projects, past and present. Is there anything else that you would like to express to our listeners this evening?
I would like to invite everybody to my website to check it out, my videos and resume, in case you want more information. It's www.DeborahFunes.com. And also, I have a lot of people asking me for pictures and calendars and souvenirs, so I developed a nice shop online where people can buy my pictures anytime. It's www.coffeepress.com/DeborahShop. There they can find anything they want.
Fantastic.
With my best images.
Fantastic. And before we go, I did have one more question, too, for you that I wanted to throw in prior. Have there ever been a particular scene in any of the films that you've been in that you've felt uneasy and uncomfortable with performing?
yes, actually. I think... okay. The first uncomfortable part that I had in a film was in a Scream farm when Jim O'Reilly, you know who is Jim O'Reilly?
Yes.
The big producer and actor. He has a lead role. He grabbed me in the room and he's trying to extortion me in front of a lot of kids. And the way he extortioned me was like, he was almost raping me, trying to take off my clothing, trying to touch me. So for me, it was really, like, uncomfortable. But I did a good job. I did a good job, and looks really cool on the film. You
right.
know? And to the point that when my mom saw that, she was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She was so worried
yes.
because it looks so real.
Yeah. Well, Deborah, thank
another,
you.
No, but I have another that was a little more, not uncomfortable, but was a big challenge. This was a part on Disciples where I had to perform nude. I had to take off my robe and I had to get into the pool, in the nice water, full nude. But, of course, they're going to do really beautiful and not aggressive.
Right.
It's going to be a really, really nice shot. So for me, it was not uncomfortable, the nudity exactly, but it was uncomfortable to be outside the castle in the middle of the winter, very,
yes.
very cold.
I can imagine.
That was really challenging.
Where did you film at? For that particular
show? That was filmed in Los Angeles in Hollywood.
In Hollywood. Okay.
Yeah, in a beautiful castle.
Fantastic. Well, Deborah, I want to thank you for being on the show this evening and speaking to us and our listeners. I wish you all the best in your endeavors and career, and hopefully down the road we can catch up, do another interview, and wish you the best.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for this opportunity to talk to the people, and thank you to be so kind and friendly. I hope that we can have another interview in the near future.
coming for you. Yeah. Behind a mask, death wears a different face. I'm caught in a grip now, taking me to hell's place. I'm sucked in, and I can't get out. Now I am the victim. Right in the palm of a hand, I said, sea demon, wear the mask of the skies. Sea demon, look deep in her eyes. Sea demon, look deep in her soul. See what your blood is coming for you.
John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper, and you're listening to Johnny Dagger and Brian Coddington on Dagger Vision Films Horror Talk Radio.
And welcome back to Dagger Vision Films Horror Talk Radio. That was a fantastic interview that Johnny just did with Deborah Funes. As I said, I'm really looking forward to seeing what she comes out with, especially with this vampire series, which sounds awesome. And I really can't wait to have her back on the show and, you know, talk more about, you know, just her point of view. Is that she's coming from someone who isn't necessarily a horror film buff, but has worked on these kinds of films. And it's interesting to see someone's perspective on the genre and that type of thing. So I look forward to talking to Deborah again and find out more about what she's doing. So that's primarily most of our show this evening. As I said, I'm sorry it's a little short, but, you know, sometimes life takes a crap on you and gives you a whole bunch of things that you got to get done over the course of, you know, a couple weeks. So, we'll try to get some new guests on, and we'll keep you posted. As I said, look forward to August 24th when we go live on spookshow.tv. Along with that, we've also got our free preview week on September 2nd through the 9th. You can catch Tabloid Tales in its entirety, along with the Caustic Zombies bootleg and Samhain Night Feast. So, really, there's no excuse to not see the films. With that said, I'm Brian Connington, and thank you for listening to Daggerfish Films Horror Talk Radio. Have a good night.
I'm going to try to do this. I know we're on the air, and there's a 7-second delay, so I'm going to try to do this without swearing too much. Sit by the dump button. But, I don't know if I say bullshit. Okay, well, me, number one. But virtually, we're sick and tired of Hollywood insulting the intelligence of the horror audience. by cramming and shoving remake after remake down our throats, and not really coming up with anything new for us to sink our teeth into and to feast off of. So first of all, with Dagger Vision, what we want to do is show corporate Hollywood that you can make a really unique, successful, independent horror film. Tired of Hollywood.